So welcome back again to Kraftwerker Demos, and I think this is going to be another special one. Heard much about it, seen much about it, liked everything I saw. This is the Joyo Vintage Overdrive. It is a Tube Screamer clone. It's supposed to sound just like a Tube Screamer, only at like a ridiculously low percentage of the price. If you've seen the US Dream demo, I mentioned the fact that it didn't feel such a solid construction, that it only had screws to get to the battery bay, etc., etc. This is different. This is the way most of the Joyo pedals are, really solidly built. Nice, easy access to the battery compartment. They all come with batteries. You can easily get to the internals. Now I've opened up my my personal one, which is the same construction, and they're very nicely built. I know some people have complained about the build quality, and so I don't see that. I don't see that at all. I've had a look at some of the boutique pedals, and they're no better or no worse. They are fairly nicely built. I've also seen online there is a nice video about their factory tour, and you'll see that it's quite a nice setup. It's not a huge concern. It's basically a bunch of people building some nice pedals at a really decent price. So this is a freaky looking one, this green and this yellow. I don't know if I like it or hate it, but it's not about the look really, is it? It's more about the tone. So I'm going to plug this guy in and we'll see if it is a Tube Screamer or not. So, again, we are going straight through the California as a preamp. We are starting off with all dials set, everything to 12 o'clock. That's the clean sound. First impressions. Yep, that's the crunch of definitely Tube Screamer. So this drives a typical sound. I wish I had a Tube Screamer here to test these, to do a comparison, but I think so I think this is very much a Tube Screamer. I think for the price, this is definitely a good alternative. It sounds fine. It sounds great, actually. The one thing I'm going to do before I stop this demo is I'm actually going to put some drive in front of it. So I'm going to take my distortion pedal and put it in front of it and not behind it. Nope. Because what we're going to do is we're going to try and use... We are going to use what have I done? What the fuck? So the reason I'm doing it this way is because when you drive, when you've got your distortion first and the drive behind, you can get a crunch from the front, and then you can overdrive, distort it more from behind. So you're not, you are basically just lifting the distortion sound. So let's see how this sounds. And the proof's in the pudding. What happens is that you still get the distortion, you still get that hectic overdrive, distortion, not overdrive. And then the overdrive pedal, this could be an OD1, this could be anything, the Tube Screamer is perfect for it, is that you use the Tube Screamer to lift it and warm that signal up. So it makes it bigger and more rounder, and it still keeps the definition of the chords and all the different pickings and everything. So actually having the overdrive after the distortion in the drive chain is something I only heard about a couple of days ago. I've done it by accident before, but I think this is a much nicer way to go, especially if you've got a Tube Screamer. The Ultimate Drive, the overdrive pedal from one or two from Boss, any drive pedal which is more like an overdrive, a basic overdrive or crunch pedal. So that is all from this review. Thank you very much. Goodbye.